He is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. Yes, indeed, Christ Jesus our Lord is greater than all other kings who have come before him. They certainly had their times and their places of reigning over the people of God, but these words of the Catechism could not be spoken for any of them. Indeed, if you took a brief survey of Kings and Chronicles, it would show you a repetition of the kings who began their reign, and likewise, when their reign would come to an end. None of them reigns to all eternity except our Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Chronicles, we see that King Hezekiah, who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, began to reign over the people of Judah when he was 25 years old. And as a true bearer of the seed and a forerunner of Christ, he began his reign by cleansing the temple and restoring the worship of the Lord. The people were commanded by their righteous king to celebrate the Passover of the Lord. And this faithfulness of Hezekiah, it is certainly something to be praised and something for you to emulate. And yet, how was this faithfulness of Hezekiah repaid? As Jesus declares, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." Thus, in true hatred of the Lord, Sennacherib comes to attack and wipe out the line of Christ. And he most certainly would have been victorious had the Lord himself not intervened to save his people. And yet, even in the midst of the Lord's victory, we see that Hezekiah's trials in this world are not yet over. For in his illness, he was brought to the point of death, only to be granted healing from the Lord on the third day. But even in this healing, his reign would only last a mere 15 more years, and then he would sleep with his fathers. And in this, we are reminded that the reigns of men, they're here today and they are gone tomorrow. For all of their pomp and bluster, whether it is good or bad, and mostly bad nowadays, they do not last. There is only one king who reigns forever, he who is eternal, begotten and not made, who for our salvation comes down from heaven and is born of the Virgin Mary. And as the angel Gabriel makes clear to Mary, it is in the incarnation that you know who Jesus is. He is the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So even as Hezekiah began his reign by cleansing the temple, we see that Jesus begins his reign after birth by humbling himself in the shedding of his blood on the eighth day and in his subsequent presentation in the temple at the proper time. And in this way, he indicates that his reign is not to be found on the thrones of men, but it is found in the sacrificial shedding of his holy, precious blood upon the cross for the sins of the whole world, and in his resurrection on the third day. Indeed, St. Paul may count everything as loss, but Christ Jesus our Lord humbled himself to the point of death and truly lost everything to save you. And yet, when you are faced with the immense blessedness of this mercy from God, you can scarcely identify with Paul's words here. I mean, have you really suffered the loss of all things and indeed count them as rubbish to gain Christ? The love of money may be the root of all kinds of evil, but nowadays I think it might rather be the love of self or the love of smartphones. Far too often, we are more like Hezekiah, who for all of his faithfulness was no more fond of the idea of losing everything than you are. Faced with the idea of losing everything to Babylon, we see that he was just fine and dandy with the Lord's decree, so long as it didn't happen in his own lifetime. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Certainly you would agree with Jesus' words, and you will preach not only Christ crucified, but the life that is lived under the cross of Christ. And that, yes, there is suffering in this world, and you and your people will certainly endure it in this sinful world. But all the while, you're secretly hoping that such suffering, such persecution, does not come to pass in your own day. But dear Christians, when the foes unfurl their banners and their fiery darts are hurling, when the earthly armor fails you and sin itself assails you, even if they take your life and all things are finally counted as loss, the gates of hell shall not prevail, because Christ is risen from the dead, and he lives and he reigns to all eternity. Indeed, his resurrection is the sign and seal of Jesus' victory over sin and death for you. And in his ascension, Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty to live and to reign, interceding for you. Furthermore, he who has lost everything now comes and gives to you everything, as you are born from above as a child of God. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And indeed we rejoice that a greater one than Hezekiah has arisen, and that the kingdom of heaven is at hand in Christ Jesus, who has bought you back with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. He lives and he reigns to all eternity, and yet he deigns to come and serve you. And so, working through his precious and yet humble gifts, he claims you as his own. He nurtures you in the faith unto life everlasting. Yes, indeed, he even cleanses you with his body and his blood that has overcome the accuser and that now forgives all your sins and strengthens you in the faith, so that you, dear child, might live with him in his kingdom, which has no end. In Jesus' name, amen.